And we are now quite happy to be joined by Joey Logano, NASCAR Sprint Cup star racer, and a guy who's here to talk about the number 22 team, Ford Fusion Team Penske, and the new sponsor, AutoTrader.com. And Joey, I was just discussing about how some guys are just born to do this, and I'm sure it might have irked some vets or some racers that didn't make it that here you are as a teenager and you're just so good. Now, I'm not going to say you didn't work hard at it because you must have, but is how much of this is just God-given ability?
There's a certain amount that there is, and then there's a certain amount you got to work to get, right? And it's just like any other sport. And your natural ability will only get you so far in life, and then the rest of it you got to work to. And here at the Sprint Cup level, all these guys got a lot of talent, you know, and you got to be able to work really, really hard to be able to beat those guys. So you got to have both at this level, just like you would at the top of any other sport or profession that you may be in.
I think it's really fitting and cool that I can hear like race cars going around in the background. That's kind of I like
it's
that.
Crazy. Got ARCA cars practicing right now, and we just got down here in Daytona. I agree. You get that the energy, and you get down here for the first race of the season, and you get to see some race cars on the racetrack. So I'm pretty excited to get on the track.
Yeah, well, the new season's going to get going. And just one more question about you coming up. And I read that Mark Martin said when you were 15, I mean, he was just gushing about you, that this kid is the real deal. This kid's going to be one of the greats. And as someone who doesn't know racing, obviously as good as Mark Martin, what do they see in you? Was it your ability to pass, your ability to know when to, you know, how to hold people off? What were some of the attributes that Mark Martin saw that he knew you would be good because he was right?
I have a better question for him than for me. I was just trying not to do it. And to you know, at that age, when you're 15 years old, you really don't know, and you're just trying to work on you know, these little things that you're trying to figure out. Whether it's like you said, passing cars, the way to race cars, the speed you got, a lot of different things. So that's kind of a hard one to answer. But it's really cool that you know that he was able to help me out a lot in that aspect. And then you know, a few years down the road, we were able to race each other for a win. You know, it's crazy how you know things come around, and it was just kind of fun to do.
Speaking with the 2009 Rookie of the Year Sprint Cup racer, Joey Logano, still just 23 years old. Now, the one thing that people like about NASCAR is because they're racing stock cars, and they can say, hey, I got one of those. I got a Lumina. I got a Fusion. And your number 22 Ford Fusion, honestly, outside of the frame, I mean, how much is this really a stock car at this point?
A certain amount is, you know, we have a lot of OEM parts on the car for sure, you know, and you know, Ford does help us out a lot. You know, we got to have that manufacturer support to make our race team work. And also with a lot of great sponsors. You know, obviously we just signed on AutoTrader.com, like you mentioned earlier. You got to have some partners like that to make these things work. And like I said, I mean, Ford does help us out a lot. You know, I mean, the block is, you know, Ford's, and we're all able to make that work, and obviously they have a lot of engineering support that comes here as your racetrack. So everyone works together as a team and try to build, you know, they call it Ford One, you know, and trying to, you know, make all of us become, you know, one team and go out there and battle against these other manufacturers.
You know, Joey, last week, Richard Petty, who, you know, I'm 48. When I was growing up, we all had the little STP Richard Petty stickers that we put on everything, And, you know, he made some headlines saying that, you know, the focus on Danica Patrick is that she's a woman. And then, he did tip his hat to her as well, but he said that's mostly what the hype is. But as someone who's out there on the track with Danica, and we know from her days in open wheel racing that she has a lot of talent, what has she brought to NASCAR?
You know, it's good to bring some, you know, diversity to our sport. You know, we don't have any female racers out there. You know, now we got Danica. That's very good for our sport, and it does bring a lot of attention to it. You know, we're able to obviously promote our sport through that some, and obviously it's good for our sport if she, you know, for her to do good. Not saying we're going to let her win. Don't get me wrong. I'm here to win. So, and I'm sure everybody else is also. But at the same time, it's good to have some of that in their sport for sure.
Joey, take us through the feeling, the nuances of the Daytona 500. And you guys start off with it. But, I mean, this really is the king race of it all. Your butterflies, your blood pumping. What is, just besides the history and the majesty of it, what is it about the Daytona 500 that is the crown jewel?
And it's hard to, you know, put it into words on what this race really means. You know, it's like you said, it's our Super Bowl of the season. It's the first race of the year. We've had all season to prepare for this. We're down here for 2 weeks, you know, for one race, you know, one big race that we're going for at the end. I remember my first Daytona 500, and, you know, it's kind of a dream come true because, you know, it's like I said, it's the biggest race of the year. Not everyone gets to start this race. And I remember walking out onto the grid and seeing my car sitting on the grid there and thinking, man, I'm going to race that thing in the Daytona 500. Like, how cool is that? You know, that's a really neat thing. Now, imagine winning that. You know, that's even more surreal. So if you can put Daytona 500 champion next to your name, that's a big deal. And not just for drivers, it's for the whole team, you know, team-wide. So this is a really big deal. It's a really big race.
Couple more questions for Joey Logano, who was a career best eighth in the Sprint Cup Series point standings last year. You mentioned your team, and it's a thankless job to be on that pit crew because if you mess up, you can catch on fire or even die, or you can ruin the race for the whole crew. But yet, when you win, they always show the pit crew going nuts because those are the guys, you don't know their names, but they put their heart and soul in it. How important is it to have a good crew chief and that pit crew?
Very, very, very important. I can't put enough berries in front of that important. It's definitely a very difficult job. You know, your crew chief, each person has their job, right, their position on a team. The crew chief is the guy I work with the most. He's the one that I'm going to give all the information to that I get inside the car, and he's going to try to figure out what we're going to do to fix the car, working with his engineers. And then from there, he's going to tell our car chief on what the changes are. And then he's going to, you know, talk to, you know, the mechanics to help make those changes work on the car and help make them put them in the car. And then from there, you have to have your pit crew. You know, it's going to go in and, you know, change your tires on pit stops and do that all in, you know, 11 and a half seconds. That's amazing, and that's really hard to do, believe me. And it's super, super important. You know, we're out there on the racetrack fighting for tenths of a second. That's the same thing on pit road. We're fighting for every little bit because the easiest car I can pass is on pit road. And it's also the easiest place to lose a lot of positions, too. So it's a lot of pressure, especially at the end of the race and you're coming down with 15 to go and you're in the lead. You're putting a lot of pressure on these guys to do an 11.5-second pit stop to put you back out in the lead where you were. That's a big deal. And, you know, they have a long time to be thinking about this and getting into their heads. So mentally, they got to be very tough, and that's why they get a lot of athletes from other sports to be a NASCAR pit crew member. So it's definitely a very tough job for sure.
All right, very interesting. Just one more question for you, Joey. I know that there is a sort of unwritten rules or etiquette that goes with racing, and you guys can't help but trade paint, as they say, a little bit, but can you think of a time when you were the most infuriated by an act that maybe could have gotten you all killed or just something that was so way out of line and unprofessional during a race?
Yeah. If you watched the highlight reel from last year, I'm sure you find a moment there that I wasn't too happy. But, you know, like you said, there is some unwritten rules, basically, of the etiquette. We race against each other, but we're very competitive, and we want to win, and you know, in your mind, you're always right, right? So, I mean, you're always going to fight for what you think is right. And, you know, we're going to race each other hard. We're going to go for wins. And with the new point structure, it's emphasizing those wins even more. So you're probably going to see some drama this year out here. And it'll be exciting. It'll be very entertaining for fans. And I'm excited for it as a driver. I think it's going to be great. So you'll see some guys getting a little mad and ticked off. But, hey, it's that's sports, and that's what we're going to have.
That's Joey Logano looking to build on his best finish ever, and, of course, brought to you today by autotrader.com. And, hey, listen, Joey, great interview, great insights, and, as I said, great ambient noise in the background as well. Best of luck to you, and I look forward to having you on the show again sometime.
All right, great. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it, guys.